If you're feeling down and having trouble getting up in the morning, here's a tip. Brush your teeth. That's it. Often when we wake up, our brains go into planning mode, which leads to overthinking and stress before our head even leaves the pillow. Something simple like brushing your teeth can break that cycle and jumpstart your day. This tip was brought to you by BetterHelp Online Therapy, which connects you with a licensed therapist via video, phone, or online chat. Visit betterhelp.com/positive and save 10% on your first month. If you're feeling down and having trouble getting up in the morning, here's a tip. Brush your teeth. That's it. Often when we wake up, our brains go into planning mode, which leads to overthinking and stress before our head even leaves the pillow. Something simple like brushing your teeth can break that cycle and jumpstart your day. This tip was brought to you by BetterHelp Online Therapy, which connects you with a licensed therapist via video, phone, or online chat. Visit betterhelp.com/positive and save 10% on your first month.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio. You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
That's right. This is CBS Sports Radio, and you are locked into the JR Sport Brief Show. We are coming to you live from the Rocket Mortgage Studios. Whether you're looking to purchase a new home or refinance yours, Rocket Mortgage can help you get there. For home loan solutions that fit your life, it is also simple. Rocket can. It's a Friday night. I'm going to be hanging out here with you for the next 4 hours. Thank you oh so much to super producer and host Dave Shepard. And thank you to everybody listening all across North America. Whether you're listening on your local CBS Sports Radio affiliate, you could be tuned in on the free Odyssey app. You can be locked in on SiriusXM channel 158, or you could be tuning in on a smart speaker. I appreciate you. Okay, here for the next 4 hours, this is what we're going to discuss. The Major League Baseball playoffs are underway. And oh my goodness, the final wild card matchup of today. I mean, damn. The New York Mets, they are getting their asses kicked right now. 7-1 as they move into the bottom of the sixth. The $43 million man, Max Scherzer, has given up 3 home runs. 4 2/3 innings pitched, 7 earned runs. Yeah, not so great. I know the New York Mets have been trying to figure out who they want to have to start game 2 tomorrow. Well, damn, you better put Jacob DeGrom on the mound. You want to stay alive, you better put that guy on the mound. Tomorrow looks like it will be an elimination game for the New York Mets. Simple here. Also today, if you have to think about Major League Baseball in the wild card round starting off, the Cleveland Guardians beat the Rays 2-1. The Phillies came back to beat the Cards 6-3. And the Mariners, led by Luis Castillo, they blanked the Blue Jays. The final score there, 4-0. And so all of these teams, the losers, they're facing elimination tomorrow. They have some major decisions and major choices to make. And so we'll talk about the playoffs as we continue on in the show. Obviously, we're moving towards another week of NFL football. We'll get you all set and started. Last night was absolutely ridiculous with the Denver Broncos losing at home to the Indianapolis Colts. The fans in Denver were upset. Even the broadcasters, the news broadcasters in Denver were upset. The Giants and Packers are getting ready to play in London. Cowboys and Rams is another matchup that I'm really looking forward to over the weekend. The Eagles are going to try to go 5-0. Lamar Jackson will take on the Bengals Sunday Night Football. And I mean, damn, this happened earlier today. TMZ just has footage of everything. We got footage of Draymond Green just punching out Jordan Poole like it's nothing, like it's a boxing match. And that's where we're going to start off in a few seconds. Listen, if you want to hit me up at any point during the course of the show, it's real simple. We got a phone. We have multiple phones. We have multiple phone lines. We got tons of them. They get packed quickly. But if you want to talk to me, the number is 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. You can also contact me. I am at JR Sport Brief on all social media. Simple, simple, simple. And so let's go ahead and start off with this Draymond Green scenario, this Draymond Green situation. We talked about it. We were able to talk about it live when the news broke 2 nights ago. What happened? What took place? Draymond Green got into a physical altercation with his teammate Jordan Poole. We've heard some reasonings as to why or why not. It was initially reported that Jordan Poole was talking smack. It's been reported that Jordan Poole has been full of himself as he potentially is just awaiting on a contract extension. And Draymond Green is waiting in the wings. One is a young guy on a rookie deal. One is a four-time champion who is 32 years old and is on his way to the Hall of Fame. And so naturally, what happened? What took place 2 days later? This morning, it was no longer a rumor. 2 days later, it was no longer confirmed by the staff. Andre Iguodala didn't have to come out and tell everybody that, Jordan Poole is a good guy. He didn't have to defend Draymond Green, who, by the way, apologized to his teammates. Forget all of that. This morning, early this morning, TMZ shared the video. Yeah, TMZ decided to I guess they bought it from somebody. It was a closed practice. It wasn't open to the media. One of the film guys, someone who works for the Golden State Warriors, had to have released the footage. Person's probably fired. But we got footage of Draymond Green punching Jordan Poole. It happened under the basket, adjacent to it, you could say. Jordan Poole is kind of under the basket, just standing around on the baseline. Draymond Green is on the opposite side, adjacent to potentially where the bench would be. He's standing around, and they're jawing at each other, just normally. And then Draymond Green starts to approach Jordan Poole. We have no idea what's being said. He gets up into the face of Jordan Poole, body to body. He is barking at him. Jordan Poole shoves him out of his own personal space. Draymond Green responds by throwing a haymaker. Jordan Poole falls back onto the wall. The coaches, they kind of rush into the scene to separate them, and that's all she wrote. Jordan Poole hit the ground. Whether he was knocked out, whether he was pushed down, or we have no idea. But we know Draymond Green he's going to be punished internally. And this is before we even got the video. Bob Myers, general manager of the Golden State Warriors, he decided to address this controversy yesterday. Take a listen.
As you know, yesterday, as reported, there was an altercation. The people that were reported to be in it, that's accurate. Everybody's fine. Jordan practiced today, so Draymond didn't. Look, it's the NBA. It's professional sports. These things happen. Nobody likes it. We don't condone it, but it happened. Draymond apologized to the team this morning. Jordan was there in the room. I was there in the room, the team, the coaches, the players. And we heard that. As far as any suspension, punishment, fine, we're going to handle that internally. And I understand you might have questions on that, but that's going to be an internal process. As far as some of the reports, and I commend all of you for doing your job well, it didn't take long for this to get out. But some of it, I would say from my vantage point, I don't feel, and more importantly, you should ask the players that you talk to, I don't think this was related to who's getting paid and who isn't. I don't sense that. Make your own conclusions.
Well, how internal is it when we've now seen the video? How internal is it when we've gone from, oh, yeah, yeah, Draymond Green threw a punch at Jordan Poole, and now the whole world has seen it? Draymond Green isn't dropping a podcast episode on this now, is he? We're going to have to wait a while. Jordan Poole hasn't chimed in on getting punched in the face now, has he? Trae Young chimed in. Trae Young said, well, damn, Draymond Green must be trying to get to the Los Angeles Lakers. Basically insinuating that, man, this guy is sick of his own team. He's punching his teammates. And, yeah, with that type of move, punching a guy, it's time to go to a new squad. Time to go to a new team. What, is Jordan Poole a sucker now for getting sucker punched? And Draymond Green, when he punched him, he jumped into that punch. And you heard Bob Myers. Bob Myers said this had absolutely nothing to do with future contracts. This had nothing to do with the uncertain contract status of Draymond Green, a veteran, and the potential rookie extension that Jordan Poole might be getting. We've had some sly comments about Jordan Poole. Klay Thompson in Japan a few days ago, by the way, the Warriors just got back from Japan, so maybe Draymond Green was jet lagged. Klay Thompson won a three-point contest, and he said, oh, it was nice to win the contest. It was also nice to humble Jordan Poole. Okay, a little bit of a joke, but typically in jokes, there's a little bit of a fact there. And so when we got the report that Jordan Poole has been acting a little funky, been smelling himself, it's like, oh, okay, young guy, getting ready to get a contract extension, just won a championship. Why wouldn't he be feeling himself? Is he talking smack? Is he being a jerk? Is he acting high and mighty? Possibly. Steph Curry, he actually refuted that report, and he's just like, nah. Jordan Poole, oh, he's a cool guy. Listen to this.
There's a specific tweet that was put out yesterday about insinuating that JP's attitude or something has changed since he's been in training camp. It's absolute BS. You kind of leave it at that. JP's been great. There's nothing that warranted the situation yesterday and make that clear. But it's also something that I feel like will not derail our season and what we're trying to build. And that's with Draymond, you know, as a part of that.
Oh, yeah. Well, not trying to derail it. It's going to be tough. Yeah, it's early in the season. A matter of fact, it's not even the season. The regular season hasn't even started yet. We got to wait about a week and a half before we get actual basketball games. And the Golden State Warriors are already giving us drama. You thought the Brooklyn Nets and Ben Simmons and Kyrie and Durant were going to give us drama. You thought the Boston Celtics were going to go out there and give us some drama. I haven't heard the name Ime Udoka. Well, I hear it every day, but I haven't heard it in a massive context in a little bit now. Here come the Warriors, the defending NBA champs, to kind of light a little bit of a fire before the season starts. Draymond Green, veteran, future Hall of Famer, punching, potentially knocking out someone who's a young, emerging, growing piece for this team. Draymond Green may be gone from the team as soon as next year. Jordan Poole might be gone, but Jordan Poole has youth and he might be looking at a major contract. And this happens, sure. Teammates fight, don't they? Friends fight, brothers fight, sisters fight, families fight. What happens in your house stays in your house unless you have a camera phone. Then everything that you do gets put out for public consumption. This is professional sports. This is sports in a general sense. People are going to get upset. People are going to get frustrated. People are going to want to fight. Somebody wants to throw some hands. You saw it take place here with Draymond. And this isn't the first time that we've heard of a practice fight. This isn't the first time that we've heard of professional athletes fighting. And in the case strictly of basketball, come on, Steve Kerr is the head coach of the Golden State Warriors. He's probably been on the receiving end of one of the most famous punches in NBA history, and that wasn't even recorded. Let's go back to the 90s. Let's take a look at the championship Bulls. I think most of us by now have heard the story of Michael Jordan punching Steve Kerr, challenging Steve Kerr. Michael Jordan was a tyrant. He wanted to win. He wanted to make sure that you were going to go out there and compete. He wanted to make sure that you had the cojones to actually go out and play basketball with him. He wanted to see what you were made of. Steve Kerr is now the head coach of the Golden State Warriors. Steve Kerr was a teammate of Michael Jordan's. Steve Kerr, similar to Jordan Poole, he caught a punch to the face, and he did not back down. You might recall this, and if you don't, listen to Steve Kerr talk about his interaction, his fight with Michael Jordan. This is courtesy of Hoop Chat.
The most intense practice player I've ever been around, and his theory was that he was going to put pressure on all of us every day in practice so that we'd be ready for the playoffs and the pressure that comes with adversity. And so it was not easy being his teammate. He challenged you. You had to stand up to him and prove your worth. And so we got into it one day. It was just a competitive practice, and there was trash talking, we've got into it a little bit. I mean, it's something that happens, frankly, probably three times a year on every team. But when Michael Jordan is involved, it gets a little more. But I'm not going to beat anybody, but I will fight people. I'm going to lose every time, but I've got a competitive, insecure streak in me that, you know, I want to win so badly. When I was playing, I knew I wasn't that good. I knew I was the worst athlete on the floor every night. And so I was insecure, but the only way to succeed was just to compete and work and fight and scrap and claw. And so it led to a few moments like that.
And he ultimately earned the respect of Michael Jordan. Fights happen. Whether or not we see them on TMZ or whether it's between Draymond Green and Player X and Player Y, these fights happen. I don't consider it to be a massive deal. You take a look online and people are saying there was actually a message shared that the police are there not investigating what took place. For what? This didn't happen out on the street. This happened in a controlled environment. Unless Jordan Poole wants to wake up and decide to file charges against Draymond Green, what are we worrying about here? Does Draymond Green need to do a better job of controlling his emotions? Oh, hell yeah, he does. Does he need to be on his best behavior? Yeah, he does. Was he absolutely wrong to throw a sucker punch at a teammate? Yeah, he does. I'm expecting a fine for Draymond Green. And this has nothing to do with the NBA. This is an internal matter with the Warriors. The Warriors already said that they'll figure out the punishment. I'm sure he'll be fined and docked some pay. You gonna suspend Draymond Green for a game? And if you are, you gonna suspend him for what, opening night? You're gonna suspend him when the regular season starts and the Warriors are out there to get their rings? No, that's not happening. Come on. But now we've seen the footage. Maybe it's a possibility. I'd find Draymond Green, and I'd keep it moving into the regular season. Because unless the Golden State Warriors are a complete train wreck, which I don't foresee happening unless we get to more injuries, they're going to be back out there competing for a championship. They're going to be right back out there trying to win another ring. This is entertaining right now. But in the long run, I believe it's much to do about nothing. Are Jordan Poole and Draymond Green, are they going to go cook or bake cupcakes in the back? Probably not. Are they going to hang out on the road and get the finest of food and just have fun together? Probably not. But that's not what the Golden State Warriors need to go ahead and win a championship. Winning can help cure all. And as bad as it looks, watching Draymond Green sucker punch his own teammate Jordan Poole during practice, what needs to happen next? Nothing. Find Draymond Green, start the regular season, and let's move on. Families fight, teammates fight, brothers fight, and the world continues to move. This is Draymond Green. It has and will continue to garner more attention. I'm sure at some point in time he will discuss this on his own podcast. And everybody will be perfectly fine. Listen to Bob Marley. Every little thing is going to be all right. The Warriors will be fine, folks. Draymond doesn't need to be suspended. He doesn't need to be kicked out of the league. He doesn't need to be sent, I don't know, to the Orlando Magic. Draymond Green, what needs to happen next? Nothing. Fine him, and that's it. Let the world move on. 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. I want to ask super producer and host Shep his thoughts on the other side of the break. It's a Friday. Don't punch anybody in the face. Behave yourself. It's the JR Sport Brief Show on CBS Sports Radio.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio. JR wants to hear from you. Call him now at 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4227.
That's right. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on CBS Sports Radio. Happy Friday night to you. Friday morning, we actually got video of something that was reported 2 days ago. Draymond Green got into an altercation with his teammate Jordan Poole in practice, and he decided to punch him in the face. Well, it hits harder, at least visually, when you actually see the hit. TMZ got its hands on it. What a shock. What a surprise. TMZ paid for the footage, and someone is likely paying for their job inside the Golden State Warriors organization. And so we saw Draymond Green sucker punch Jordan Poole. He apologized. He is being punished internally. I mean, what that punishment entails from the Golden State Warriors, we do not know. I assume that it is a monetary fine. He did not practice yesterday with the team. The footage came out early this morning, and I don't think that's going to move the Golden State Warriors towards suspending him to start the season. I don't. Should he be punished? Yes. Was it a sucker punch? Yes. Was it terrible? Yes. Is it going to, you know, push him out of the door? No, I don't think so. If the Golden State Warriors have success, of which they should, I think they'll be fine. I don't think there should be any more of an excessive punishment for Draymond Green. 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. Shep, before I hit the phone lines, what do you believe should happen to Draymond Green?
I believe Draymond Green should be suspended for a multiple amount of games. I believe he should miss the ring ceremony. I believe Ron Adams, it's time for him to find another job. I believe the teammates that also stood there, and I believe one of them is Jonathan Kuminga, who stood there and watch Jordan Poole get knocked out and literally put their hands up in the air as if it was just an autumn breezy day, they deserve discipline as well. That video was pathetic for such a multitude of reasons, and it goes way beyond just the nonsensical, immature, foolish sucker punch that Draymond Green gave an innocent 23-year-old young man.
Okay, well, that was a little bit more than what I was looking for. Why do you feel that the teammates should also be punished?
JR, you talked about this happening and reoccurring in all kinds of sports locker rooms and on practice courts, facilities, fields, etc. But when two people fight, that's when teammates, that's when officials, that's when coaches have to jump in and prevent a fight from escalating. And specifically, if JR, this video has been watched now over 30 million times on Twitter alone. The guys that are jumping in are low-level staffers. They're not the players. They're not Ron Adams, who's one of the top Warriors assistant coaches. Ron Adams, he's a statue. He's watching it. He's not doing anything. That's unbelievable, JR.
I'm asking you about the players, so I'm not asking you about the coach. Okay. I asked you specifically about the players. Steph Curry, he is visibly right there in the footage.
Well, Steph was looking, to your point, Steph was looking in a different direction, whether
he was off camera by the time we saw the punch thrown.
Right.
There was enough commotion at that point in time that everyone in the gym saw what took place.
Sure.
So whether it was Steph Curry or Kuminga or Boo Boo the Clown, why should any of the players be punished?
Because your job as a teammate is to make sure that other teammates, when there are altercations, when there are severe, highly contested incidents, that they don't get escalated. And you, JR, they were bystanders. They watched Jordan Poole get completely bullied. Draymond Green came over to him. No one stepped in. There was no separation on any of the other teammates' parts. And then when Draymond Green knocked him out cold, one player, I believe that was Wiggins, jumped in to kind of separate them.
Oh, ain't they job? My job is to show up. Now, let's put it this way. I'm in Atlanta. You're in New York.
Yep.
I spend time in New York. If someone walked into the studio and punched you, I'm not obligated to come up and help you, but I'd be a complete jackass if I did not. And so it's the premise is no different. And unfortunately, when you talk about a physical sport, you get into physicality. This is not an excuse whatsoever for what Draymond Green did. He's a jackass. I think we've known that for quite some time now. The move that he decided to make and going out there and throwing a haymaker at one of his teammates that did not expect it, it makes him even more of a jackass. But this is very, very, I don't want to call it normal. This is past normal. I don't know if I would go out there and suspend him multiple games. And this also looks bad for the Golden State Warriors. If they've taken the approach of we are not going to suspend him, but we will fine him and punish him internally, and now the footage comes out, they look like clowns. They look like hypocrites. They needed the footage. They needed public outcry to go ahead and punish Draymond Green. They need to start the season off before the game one is even played. They need to make this a complete poop show. I think this is something that you handle internally. You fine them. You keep it moving.
JR, just very, very quickly, I know you got a bunch of calls. Jordan Poole, at many points last season, at 22 years old, was the second best player on the court for the Golden State Warriors, despite the fact that he had significantly playing time get reduced because Klay Thompson's coming back. He still put up 19 points per game and was honestly one of the five best players in the NBA Finals. If I'm Jordan Poole and I see this video, and you know he has this point, and so have all of his friends and all of his family, I have a tough time trusting the majority of the Warriors, both on the court and off the court, moving forward. I don't get past this easily.
Then don't be a punk-ass bitch. Don't sign the contract. It's really that simple. 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. Jay is calling up from Dallas. You're on the JR Sport Brief Show.
Hey, what's up, JR, man? I'm a big fan of you. Listen to you all the time. But I have to respectfully, and like I said, I can't stress enough, respectfully disagree with you on a couple of things. The first thing is the whole Draymond situation. I know you're talking about, man, he shouldn't be suspended and this and that. But when you look at the situation, Draymond has been known for doing this. You know, he's the reason why the Warriors lost in the finals because they didn't have him. But the main thing you can take away from it is how he's influencing the youth. All these kids have iPhones now. They all watch what happened. And then you're telling kids nowadays that it's cool to do that. And that's why I think it's something serious needs to happen to Draymond, because, like I said, that's not okay. And you're telling the youth that, yeah, if you get upset with the teammate, you can go ahead and just sucker punch him. And it's like, come on, dude. And you know, Michael, I get what you're talking about, Michael, what he did to Steve Kerr in the 90s. That was because Michael was like his own person. He was an assassin. He wanted to win. Draymond, we all know, I could put money on it, it's not because he wanted to win. It was literally because of something that Jordan Poole got in his head about. So I'll leave you with that. The second thing I remember you talking about is LeBron owning the team in Las Vegas.
Let's that was a couple of days ago. Let's stick to this, Jay. It's not the job of the Golden State Warriors to be the moral police. It's the job of the Golden State Warriors to go out there and put the best product on the floor so they could win a championship and also make money. And so as it relates to kids and setting an example for kids, I don't think there's a kid out there who legitimately, or let me put it this way, I don't think the Golden State Warriors sat in their meetings. The ownership, the general manager, they did not sit around and go, well, man, we got to punish Draymond Green because this will send the wrong message to kids and children. We have to sit him out a few games. That's not a thought. That's not a concern. The only concern is how this affects the basketball product. And I didn't say that the Golden State Warriors should not suspend Draymond Green. What I said was, I don't feel that they should. I don't think they gain anything by suspending him. If you want to punish him or dock him pay, or if you want to take away a game check or two game checks, I think that's a hell of a punishment. We don't know to what degree that they would go out there and punish him. But thinking about the children or thinking about the kids, I don't think that cuts the mustard. And it's not necessarily a comparison to Michael Jordan, knowing that Michael Jordan clocked Steve Kerr, because we know Draymond Green is not Michael Jordan. No one is. But the point is, altercations happen all the time. Whether we know about them, whether we see them, whether we observe them, whether TMZ gives us the footage, they take place. That's not an excuse for Draymond Green. That's not giving him a pass, because what he did still makes him a complete jackass. Punish him. I'm just not sure that that punishment of taking away games makes the situation better and moves the Warriors closer to a championship. Listen, if Jordan Poole is in his feelings, if Jordan Poole is feeling sad, if Jordan Poole needs a hug, if Jordan Poole needs Draymond Green suspended to massage his own ego, if the Golden State Warriors are looking to ultimately move away from Draymond Green, then yeah, suspend him. If you're trying to win a championship, if you're trying to lay out the groundwork or lay the groundwork to go out there and repeat, it's a long-ass season. And I don't think the Warriors set the groundwork for a positive environment by saying, hey, we're going to knock you out for two games. And maybe they do. And if they do take that stance, then I would think the Warriors, knowing all the facts, knowing how Jordan Poole might respond, knowing how Draymond would respond, that I would say, okay, yeah, fine. And he's suspended for two games. Okay, yeah, cool. The Warriors are the only ones who know what the hell is going on. Is Jordan Poole crying in his milk right now? Is he crying in his cereal? What is he doing? If he's whining, bitching, moaning, complaining, and you have to suspend Draymond, and Draymond's not a dummy. They may say, hey, we got to sit you for a game or two. Draymond may say, yes, I understand it's for the best of the team. And he'll do it. The Warriors have the best idea there. I just know that this is more commonplace than any of us ever know. The phone lines are still open. That's 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. I'll get to more of your calls on the other side.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio. You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
How you doing, JR? Let me give you your flowers right now. I appreciate what you do, and I know there are young people who hear you, and they want to model themselves behind what you're doing, and you're doing it so well. I know we'll end up with some really good people out there on the air in the near future.
Call in now at 855-212-4CBS.
It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on CBS Sports Radio. At the top of the hour, we're going to take a look at week five of the NFL season. It's already underway. The Broncos and Colts. Those are two horse teams. Broncos, Colts. They gave us they sucked. Let me just put it that way. We're going to talk about some football at the top of the hour. We got a bunch of people on the line right now that have many thoughts and opinions on Draymond Green and Jordan Poole. You know, I say, look, suspend Draymond Green if you feel like it's going to, you know, better the team. But I'm not mad if they just go out there and dock him some pay. It's absolutely disgusting and terrible what he did to Jordan Poole. But the Warriors have to figure out what's going to be best for the team moving forward to start the season off. 855-212-4CBS. Mike is calling from D.C.
JR, my man. Listen, real quick. Your previous caller about factoring in the impact on the kids. If people in this society are looking for a moral compass from celebrities or athletes, well, they're in for a big disappointment. That's not where you look for that. And that's not going to be any factor. Because the Golden State Warriors have already told you what they are as an organization. And they've tolerated Draymond Green and watched it escalate. So I don't even care what they do, because the only factor they're saying is it going to allow us to win a championship? Because he's already cost them one, arguably, with his conduct. He's chased out one of the greatest players in the league. And so the reason why, as your producer mentioned, the guys on the sideline did nothing, because they know nothing's going to happen to Draymond. He runs that. And he runs it that way as a bully, as a punk. And what he did was a punk-ass move, as we all know. So what my concern is, the victim. And we never talk about the victim. And why should Jordan Poole have to be the one to come say, hey, do something for me as a victim? He needs to pack up and go. And why would anyone trust anybody on that team or that organization when they allow somebody like that to continue to do that? Because I guess he contributes to the championships. And that's what it is. I guarantee if he was in the last year of his career, or he was no longer a contributing member of the team, they toss him. So there's no morals here. There's just one victim, Jordan Poole. And that's not who we're talking about. We're talking about this punk Draymond Green.
Yeah,
that's my take, dude.
Well, thank you, Mike, for calling from D.C., and we know that. It's because Draymond Green, A, has a track record. He's a more established player. You think about Jordan Poole. He's trying to get his rookie extension, and he's going to have an option. Look, if Jordan Poole feels wrong, he has the option and an opportunity here to not sign a deal. He has a chance to just enter into restricted free agency. He can make it clear that he doesn't want to be there. I think he is well within his right, as of right now, to say, hey, move me. Those are all legitimate options for Jordan Poole. We haven't heard any of that. None of it. They're realistic opportunities and options, but does he want to take that? Rich is calling from Chicago. You're on CBS Sports Radio.
Hey, JR.
Go ahead, Rich.
I got to tell you, I'm with you. I think you got it right. And let me explain why. You got Kerr, who's the coach. And, you know, I knew all about all the Chicago incidents here. And I got to tell you something. He was not only the one guy that Jordan got into it with. And I've been here a long time. He got into it with Cartwright. I mean, physically. He got in with Cartwright. Because, look, there's a couple of things you got to think about. One of which is Draymond Green and Jordan are highly competitive guys. And I think when you do stuff like that, although I'm not condoning it, it's internal. It's kind of like you said, it's kind of like, how will the team react? Is it going to be impediment for them moving forward? And you know what? Jordan Poole's got to know that Draymond Green is going to – he won't be around that long just based on his age and experience. Jordan Poole's going to be around for a long time. Now, why would anybody in the world want to leave the Golden State Warriors with what they've got? He won't. He's not that dumb. And, you know, Draymond Green, you can say whatever you want about him. Look, I played college football, and as you know, the older guys, I'm an older guy, there were fights constantly in practice that I was involved with. Not me specifically, more than a couple of times, but it happened routinely. And you know what? That we had a sign in our locker room that said, what goes here, what stays here. And that was before the internet and cell phones. That happened, as you know, it was common, but it was internal. It was kind of like, if it's an internal issue and the ownership of Golden State and Kerr thinks, okay, not good, but we can kiss and make up, I guarantee you, Jordan Poole and he have probably resolved this.
Yeah. Right? Well, we have to see, you know, how that rolls out. And thank you, Rich, for calling from Chicago. We don't know. We're not in the locker room. This is what I know. It's common for people who are in close proximity in a competitive space to beef, to fight. And Draymond Green took it too far. That doesn't mean that it's not forgivable. That doesn't mean that they can't move on with the season. That doesn't mean that they can't have success. This might be just a benchmark. Someone will get hurt on the Warriors, probably. The team will go through a winning streak, a losing streak. There's so much that will go on. I'm going to get to more of your calls on the other side of the break. It's the JR Sport Brief Show, CBS Sports Radio. Don't move.
If you're feeling down and having trouble getting up in the morning, here's a tip. Brush your teeth. That's it. Often when we wake up, our brains go into planning mode, which leads to overthinking and stress before our head even leaves the pillow. Something simple like brushing your teeth can break that cycle and jumpstart your day. This tip was brought to you by BetterHelp Online Therapy, which connects you with a licensed therapist via video, phone, or online chat. Visit betterhelp.com/positive and save 10% on your first month. If you're feeling down and having trouble getting up in the morning, here's a tip. Brush your teeth. That's it. Often when we wake up, our brains go into planning mode, which leads to overthinking and stress before our head even leaves the pillow. Something simple like brushing your teeth can break that cycle and jumpstart your day. This tip was brought to you by BetterHelp Online Therapy, which connects you with a licensed therapist via video, phone, or online chat. Visit betterhelp.com/positive and save 10% on your first month.